Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin today. This is the last fill-in day I'll have for, I guess, a spell, but I might be back before the end of the month. We'll see. And Jay, I wish you well. I really do. Now, the thing is, I have an announcement to make, but I'll make it in a little bit because I want to get to your phone calls first. So I will drag it out a little bit more, but I will tell you what's coming up. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but it's fun for me, and I'm excited. So I'll share that with you, and we can talk about that, or most more importantly, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Joe in Loveland, welcome, and thank you for joining us on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Thank you, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, I have an opinion about this whole Tea Party deal.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense to me, because that... When it happened in Boston, it was for taxation without representation. And
right.
They had a monopoly on the tea, and the bigger companies wouldn't let the smaller companies succeed.
Right.
So I'm wondering, why aren't they actually protesting like Starbucks or Walmart, the bigger companies that knock out the little guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a tax issue, you know.
No.
Bush did the whole, you know, the richer, the more money you make, the more they're going to let you slide.
I think this is about, we hate Barack Obama, we hate being in the minority, let's try to show some muscle. You know, and it seems that Barack Obama, oddly, is one of the few people taking them seriously on the progressive side of the fence. He's actually talked to them about why it's important to do these things and everything else. And I think that, you know, I just think that this is a shill. These guys have absolutely been... officially promoted by right-wing think tanks, by Fox News, and by people who have not the vested interest of grassroots people. This isn't a grassroots movement. This is a movement being led from the top down by right-wing conservatives. That's what it is.
It is. I think it's kind of funny. I'm waiting to see a boat on wheels come by sometime soon, you know.
It's like the House of Lords said, out into the streets with your pitchforks. Go show support. Be a person, you know. And it's like, oh, okay, we will now. It's like, you know, wait a minute. Excuse me. You're not supposed to do what the king tells you to do. That's why we had these revolts in our country in the first place.
Exactly. Like you said, you just have to have a sense of humor about it and just laugh at them. But, you know, thank you, and you have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you. Pat in Wheat Ridge, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Pat?
What? Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe covered a few of the things that I was going to cover, but I think it's kind of funny that people are protesting taxation without representation when the only... people in the country that don't have a voting representative are the people who live in D.C., and the Republicans have been blocking that for years.
I know. I know. And you wonder, why won't they let them have a vote?
I don't know.
I guess they like having a colony.
Yeah, well, because they vote Democratic, mostly.
Exactly.
And the other thing, too, is you know, back in 1773, the protest was over a tax cut for a corporation. Now, which... party is the one that pushes tax cuts for corporations.
And still is. Their answer to everything, why don't I have a job? Tax cut. Why don't I have a house? Tax cut. Why don't I have, you know, health insurance? Tax cut. It's like,
exactly.
You know, you can say the sky is falling so many times, and you can say tax cut as a response, but sooner or later people are going to figure out that you're trying to bamboozle them.
So what it seems like to me is, and they're not even, to me, can't protest the size of government, because the size of government was big under Bush. I think it's what government is spending the money on.
Yes.
So it's okay if you're the party of punish and protect that you spend money on the military, you know, until you're blue in the face. But as soon as you want to spend money on helping people, health care and education and energy and stuff like that, oh, no, we don't want to do that. I don't understand. But it's,
I don't
it's
either particularly. No, go ahead. Particularly when they fuel the military-industrial complex and private industry to run our military. Go ahead.
Well, it's a difference in philosophy, and I think it boils down to George Lakoff. Have you ever read the George Lakoff book?
Yes.
And you know, they are the conservatives, by and large, think of a father-dominated society, and the Democrats think of society as a nurturing parent society. So when we want to help people, when we think the role of government is to bring everybody up and to make sure nobody's going hungry, the conservatives don't like that. And conversely, when the conservatives are in power and they spend money on police and protection and an army and stuff like that than the Democrats protest. It's really just a difference in philosophy. It's what they're spending.
No, I agree. I agree. You know, I think, and here's another analogy that I heard that I think fits aptly, and it's mean, but it's true, I think. When Republicans have an aim to win, they want to win at any cost, and then they want to put their boot on your neck and make you obey, right?
Right.
Like a bad daddy, actually.
Right, yeah.
Then when Democrats win, they want to govern. And that might be a little confusing, and that's why when Judy says to me, well, can't we all just get along? Barack Obama, until he's blue in the face, has been inviting bipartisanship since he got in office. He's made gesture after gesture, concession after concession to the right wing. What has it gotten him? Bupkis. They don't care. They just want to fight.
My brother and I have this debate all the time about what the role of government is. And the way, from my philosophy, since I'm a liberal, the way I boil it down is, if we lived in a village and somebody's barn burned down, everybody would get together and help that person rebuild their barn, because that's the way we are as people.
Well, because I want to buy chickens from them.
You know, exactly.
It's also my enlightened self-interest. I want to buy chickens from them, and I want their kids to babysit my kids.
Right, exactly.
But since we are
in this huge society, you know, I can't know that a person in Detroit's barn burned down, but, you know, maybe my taxes can go to help them rebuild their barn. And that's, you know, that's
no,
the way
exactly.
I think of it.
I do, too, and I don't understand why they can't. Also, businessmen understand this. Without the roads, the bridges, the social services, even the health care, even, you know who's one of the biggest advocates these days for health care reform? Big business.
General Motors and all those people, sure.
Exactly. They know without a health care system that supports the people, doesn't bankrupt them, they're going to be SOL and have employees that are constantly sick and dragging down their bottom line.
I know you got other calls, but really briefly about the healthcare thing.
Sure.
It's funny because back when we were talking about the car debate, one of the old car CEOs said, my job isn't to build cars, it's to make money. And now we have a for-profit medical industry, and right now their job isn't to provide medical care, it's to make money.
Right.
And that's the problem. The problem with the for-profit healthcare industry are the words for-profit.
You got it. Thank you very much for your call.
You're welcome.
Happy tax day.
Have a good one. Bye.
Happy tax day. Jim in Hendersonville. Henderson, thank you for joining us, Hendersonville. Hi.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I am well. Thank you.
Hey, I would like to say thank you very, very much to Jay and to John for being there, because your show there has been the most courageous voice in the room for gay issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad all straight people can't be as courageous as Jay is.
Yep.
You know what? I think if anybody has the right to protest taxes, it would be gays and lesbians, because if you take the right-wing senator from Colorado Springs that was so anti-gay about gays getting health care benefits on the state level,
mm-hmm.
and if you take the Greeley fellow that stood up and said that the Bible called for gays to be stoned to death.
Oh, it was awful, awful, awful. Another reason why Greeley can be embarrassing.
And he has five children, and I sat down, application 7.
You're cutting out a little bit. Can you make sure you're speaking in your phone? If you're on speakerphone, you may have to take it off.
Okay, and I'm not. I'm just pretty far out.
Okay.
But the gay couple would pay $9,400 in income tax if you're figuring one wage earner making $60,000 a year in each couple. The couple in Colorado Springs would pay $5,400 taxes.
Mm.
And the man in Greeley with five kids would be paying $3,000 in income tax. The gay couple down the street from all of these people that are protesting, which I bet are 99% straight, if they're being promoted by Fox News for sure, then those people ought to be the first to stand up and say what an injustice this is to gay people. And you know what? Annie Leibovitz recently had to pawn most of her photography collection to pay the 50% estate tax from her longtime companion, Susan Sontag. And a straight couple doesn't have to do that if they're married.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
This is a huge injustice to, yeah. learn to stand up also, and all Democrats and all Republicans ought to stand up for this, you know, to this injustice.
I agree. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Aaron.
You bet. You're welcome. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 9:18. I'm going to jump to a break, John, and I'll be out of the room for a minute, and I'll be right back. John Turk will stand by with traffic, and I'll be right back with you. 303-713-7600. It's 9:18. Say a big howdy to Erica. She's going to be filling in for John while he's down in Alabama way. I think David Sirota's back tomorrow, so tune in. It's 9:18. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. See you soon. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Here's what it is. I'm going to become a porteño for a while. The reality is I love to work. I love to work in talk radio. I wish there were more jobs available, or that I had one at the moment, but I don't. And I love filling in with you, and I love working with you. Believe you me, I would jump at a chance to have a full-time job on talk radio. However, I don't believe in waiting around for life to give you a lemon to make lemonade. So what's going to happen is I have great friends up here in the Pacific Northwest and in Colorado, too. And I'm going to miss you, but I need an adventure. I've needed an adventure for some time, probably since before the passing of my mother, who was a travel editor and a writer and a wonderful woman, and always taking on new challenges was extremely important. Now, I love my career a lot. I love my work a lot. I love my life a lot. But I also love my family very deeply and very much. And one of my, not regrets exactly, but one of the things I've always wanted to do was to get to know my niece, Marina, and my nephew, Ryan, more. Many of you have heard me speak of my Colorado nephews, who I love and adore, Hayden and Brennan. Hi, Hayden. Hi, Brennan. Go to school. But, you know, who I love and adore, and Brennan's about to graduate from high school. Can you believe that? Can you believe Brennan is going to graduate from high school? But and Hayden's well on his way to graduating from high school. He's a junior. So they have been a deep and abiding part of my life and enriched it immeasurably. I'm going to cry. No, I would just, this is why I didn't announce it, John, because I'm a cupcake and I sit and cry at commercials. So, of course, I'm going to cry when I talk about emotional stuff to me. So in any event, to make a long story short, I've decided to hit the road and go to South America for a while. Now, I have a wonderful brother who is down there with his wonderful wife, and they have thoroughly enjoyed it, so thoroughly, as a matter of fact, that they enticed me to go down there and visit for a while. So I'm going to take an extended visit, and who knows what I'll end up doing. I'm not really entirely sure, mostly travel and see the world, because I haven't done a lot of that. I was taking care of my mother for some time when she was most devastatingly ill. And, you know, in the wake, we lost a colleague here at AM 760, George Weber, to a horrible circumstance in New York. And I lost a family member this past week to type 2 diabetes. And, you know, it only solidifies my decision more. I'm going to miss you talking to you, and I hope to goodness Chris Olinger can figure out a way to let me broadcast from Argentina, because I would love to. It's always been on my list of things to do to become an international woman of broadcasting, which I think the internet can provide you. We just all have to figure out how to make money at it. But I need an adventure, and I do have the fortune of speaking Spanish fluently, and I've got a family who is down there already, so I won't be just jumping in with both feet without a net. And Pedro has been hankering, my little dog, who is 13 pounds and not a dropkick, very brave guy. He and I have been getting our paperwork together, and we're going to head down Argentina way and live in Buenos Aires for a while, experience what that's like in Porteño as tourists, and just get to see the countryside and get to see maybe Uruguay and Chile and other countries I've always kind of wanted to see. I've always wanted to see. But mostly it's about family. Mostly it's about reconnecting with the San Juaneros, who are now Argentinos, and to see what it's like in terms of getting to know them again now that they're college graduates and well on their way. And if I needed any more reinforcement, an email, I know I'm so corny, but one of the things I love being from Nunn, Colorado, is that while I was on air this morning, my nephew's down in Buenos Aires, and he, you know, wrote me a little note. And it's just, I like that kind of thing. And I'm really glad that he can't wait that I'm going down there. I can't wait that I'm going down there. So I'm gonna go and spend some quality family time and probably write a little, maybe start a blog. I'm thinking of starting a blog. I have one at AaronHartShow.com. I would love it if you could keep in touch. I'll be back in Colorado. I'll be in Colorado toward the end of this month, beginning of next, for a farewell tour on my way down south. So thank you for everything, for welcoming me into your homes, into your cars, into your lives, into your arguments, into your discussions, into your thoughts. I have enjoyed it immeasurably, and I hope to still be doing it at some point in time in some way, shape, or form. And on a day when Tom Hartman urged me to keep up the great talk radio, I plan to. We'll see how that works out. But in the meantime, thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart for all the welcoming, even those of you who have disagreed with me and yelled at me and whatever. I appreciate it. Gary in Grand Lake, that's enough. Thank you. And Gary in Grand Lake, what's your thought on the teabagging? Teabaggers.
It has to do with Anna Arendt.
Oh.
Have you heard of Anna?
Hannah Arendt?
Yeah.
The author from who writes about Jewish issues?
Well, the origins of totalitarianism.
Yes.
Yes.
A-R-E-N-D-T?
Right. Very good.
Right. I have not read that specific book, but I've heard about it.
And it's really a playbook right out of the Republican propaganda machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I won't take up any more time than to read you one short chapter. Is that okay?
No, not a chapter. No.
No.
That's not okay.
A chapter. I mean a paragraph.
Oh, well, a paragraph maybe, but keep
it's
short.
It's about six lines.
Okay.
Okay. Never has our future been more unpredictable. Never have we depended so much on political forces that cannot be trusted to follow the rules of common sense and self-interest, forces that look like sheer insanity. If judged by the standards of other centuries, it is though mankind had divided itself into those who believe in human competence and those that everything is possible if one knows how to organize masses for it, and those for whom powerlessness has become the major experience of their lives. 1950.
Yeah, I think one of the things we all have to watch is, look, I don't like the way government was maligned and mistreated and lied to and cheated on and treated like dirt since the Reagan administration, basically, and Nixon before that. They wanted to wield the levers of power but while denigrating them. And we are reaping what they sowed, and it's not very pretty. The military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us all about has come to play and to the forefront in ways that are too frightening to even contemplate all at one time, I think. But I have faith in the American people. I have faith in people banding together. And I do believe that us is becoming back into fashion. In a way, I can leave my country to go traveling right now because Barack Obama is in the White House.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel more relieved knowing that my country is back in the hands of a sane human being who understands what it's like to govern in a difficult way.
Yeah.
This is part, you know, and I really believe that, you know, there are people on the left who are mad at him because he's not lefty enough for them. And you know what? The reality is presidents have to govern from the middle. And that may be, I'm echoing something I heard someone else say, but that may be one reason why George W. Bush had so much trouble is he ended up governing only for the very few. And that's who's hitting the streets today at these teabagging parties. They're feeling out of sorts because the guy who used to cater and kowtow to them is now out of power.
Yeah.
And all of his minions are out of power. And the problem with that is when you govern to a select few and you disregard the needs of the many, then you end up governing for 10 or 12% and you lose so spectacularly that, you know, it'll be years before they're back in power, probably. And maybe not, because they're very crafty at wielding the levers of power in and out of power.
Diabolical.
They're very diabolical about it. But they scare me because they are unwilling. Democrats get fooled, me included, every single time. I'll talk to you. I'll reason with you. No problem. It's fine. I don't look at it at all-out war. They, however, do. And I don't think, let me just state quickly, I don't think all Republicans do that. I really don't. I think they have some genuine and legitimate disagreements. However, this whole thing of survival of the fittest, the Ayn Randian kind of, the idea that there's some sort of world where only productive people survive and we just weed out the rest of them through either breeding or killing them off because they're too weak to survive, is an abomination.
And, that's the oligarchy of our country.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, well, I don't think all the oligarchy, because I'm kind of fond of Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, for that matter.
Well, I didn't mean to paintbrush the whole thing.
Yeah, I think people like that know that if they do not have a structure to work with, they don't have a chance. This country, I know Warren Buffett speaks very meaningfully of how much this country gave him a chance. And without the structures that we built, the American people, we the people, as Tom Hartman calls us, that we built with our hands, with our sweat, with the projects, work projects administration in the 40s, and 30s, if we had not rebuilt this country, we would not have survived, because we would not have had the industrial power to defeat the worst tyrant in two centuries, Adolf Hitler.
Right.
So it is really important, and people who think it isn't important don't connect the dots. And that's what I would wish for my people, is that we connect the dots, because great things can be accomplished together. And we can all be rugged individuals, too. But unless we band together to pay for certain things together, we don't have a country to be free in. And that's
the
point.
Well, if I can add my last statement, and then you have a wonderful day, and I've truly enjoyed your program. You do deserve a program. You're very bright, but I strongly find it so disingenuous that our country are not literate people who go back and look at history and review what has happened. And when you go back and read the origins of totalitarianism, and all of a sudden it's not everything in there that you can agree with, but you can see where a lot of these ideas are coming from, and not so many people come up with original ideas anymore. They go back and they steal phrases and ideas and something that they can do to try to get the masses to follow them. And that's what the Republicans are trying to do now. They're trying to attack anything negative that they can about Mr. Obama without jumping on the bandwagon, pulling on the oars, and helping this country move forward. And I'm sorry for them, and good luck to you in your career.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Dane writes me a long note, and Dane, I'm going to read your note during the break, because I want to hear from you, and I hope you call up too. I will definitely read your email, or excerpt it anyway, coming up on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. But I need time to read it first, so I'm going to do just that. It's 303-713-7600. I do read your email, by the way. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin on his show. He will be back soon, we all devoutly hope. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in. And here is John Turk, lusting for his vacation time. I think it's safe to say
24 minutes and 17 seconds.
I'm going to ask you this off the record. You drinking beer yet? Just kidding.
One ready. I got a road soda ready for 10:05. Just kidding.
Just kidding, Colorado State Patrol.
That's right. I drive a yellow Subaru Justy. So if the cops are out there looking for me, it's a yellow Subaru Justy.
Yeah.
Saggers, while I appreciate your voice of dissent, I have to tell you, and maybe saving the banks is like trying to save cancer instead of the patient in your mind. However, when you lecture me that I should learn more and I should, it's going to be challenging for me to get the full picture, and then you lecture me that this is a transfer of wealth to Goldman Sachs, which has received bailout money, they are now giving it back. So if you're going to lecture me about how much I do or don't know about the economy, make sure that you have your facts straight before you start lecturing me. He has a website, by the way. He's gold standard type of guy. And, you know, okay, great, fine. I think we should listen to some of what you have to say. But without the banks being somewhat saved, I don't think they would have survived. And that would have been bad for the entire economy if all of them had been taken out. But you're free to believe what you believe, and I welcome you to it. But I also would urge you, don't be condescending to people you're trying to convince to your side, perhaps. And I give myself, and fingers pointing back to me, too. I don't mean to be condescending to you, necessarily. Maybe a little. Matt in Denver, welcome to AM760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello, Aaron?
Hello, Matt.
Hey, just wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
Now, why is it in the last, I've listened to Mario on the same radio station last night. And now I'm listening to you this morning, and both of you guys are talking about these tea parties as if it's a strictly right-wing anti-Obama deal. When
that's pretty much who's supporting it, funding it, fueling it, and urging people to join it.
Well, yeah, but the people who are showing up, the people who are showing up are people who are more outspoken against the Federal Reserve, the banking system, and all the alphabet agencies in
our
government.
Hold on, 1 second. I assume people are showing up on the East Coast to these protests, but in Colorado, they don't start until noon. So are you going to a protest?
Yeah, I would consider it more of an educational outreach thing about the Federal Reserve and the banking program.
Not funded by Dick Armey. No, thank you. I know exactly what he has to say.
Pardon me?
No, thanks. I don't need Dick Armey to tell me how to think ever.
Who's Dick Armey?
Dick Armey is a big, prominent right-wing Republican whose groups are funding and promoting and dictating and pretending to write websites that sound like grassroots websites, but
okay,
that are really funded totally by the conservative right-wing in this country.
Can you get me some money from him? I haven't heard about anyone that I know getting any money from these guys to go down or any signs or any kind of sponsorship. Actually, I print a lot of my own DVDs like Freedom to Fascism and 9/11 Mysteries and pass them out at events like this for people with an open mind who might be a little bit upset with the way the country is going.
So you wing nuts, welcome. I stand
Pardon
by
me?
My statement. I said,
Pardon
well,
me?
Wing nuts, wing- welcome.
Oh, so now if I believe anything other than what the mainstream media or Clear
nope,
Channel puts
nope.
out there, I'm a wing nut.
No, well, Clear Channel
saying?
Clear Channel is right wing and actually promoting some of these too. So
KKZN
I don't know where you're getting
owned
your facts.
By Clear Channel?
Pardon me?
KKZN is not owned by Clear Channel.
It is,
saying?
But it's
oh,
one of
okay.
the few
so
it's one of the
thing.
Few liberal stations. If you'll let me talk for a minute, it's one of the few liberal stations that they have. Now Clear Channel supports stations for one reason yes. only. And that is, my friend, to make money. That's what their game is. That's what their name is. So, you know, if you want to be a tool for the rich, you're welcome to it. Go right ahead.
Wait, who's a tool?
You are.
Oh,
if you're going to go out and I said
That's
a tool for the rich.
Call me name.
I didn't mean that in that sense, in the sense of teabagging.
That's what you just said, though.
You're the one who interpreted it that way. I meant you are allowing yourself to be used by the rich and the powerful in this country to urge them for more tax cuts. Good luck with that. It hasn't worked real well.
That's an interesting perspective from someone who's supposed to be progressive.
Okay. Good luck with your life. Enjoy it. Dave in Boulder, welcome to AM760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Boy, I'm telling you, you've got a high tolerance level. You really do. I mean, cause that last caller, man, I mean, I say, wow, she's a very nice person to put up with the stuff that these guys put on the table, you know?
This is anti-Barack Obama. This is anti-government. This is anti-everything, and that's what it's about. They don't want to work together. They want to destroy from within.
That's right, and they always cloak it with some type of legitimate label. You know, they always hide behind these labels when the truth of the matter is these guys are foaming at the mouth because Obama's president. It's almost as if they're trying to catch a runaway slave or something. You know, they had this mentality that it's all-out war now because we have a black president. You know, it's as if they're having a buckwheat bonanza. I don't know exactly what to make of these people. They kind of remind me of dogs, wild dogs that are trying to cross the river for a kill, you know. That's the mentality that they have. And I applaud you for having patience and putting up with them because I can't do it myself personally. But I did want to say I'm going down to the tea party at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
Last night I went and bought me a can of Raid. It's bug spray. And I bought a can of Raid, and I'm not going to just, you know, be disrespectful or anything like that, but I am going to spray it in my vicinity where I will be standing. I'm going to spray a can of Raid because I don't want these infested bugs who come to just eat away at our democracy. And I want to make a statement, but I will be down at that tea party today.
Well, be careful, Dave. Don't call, you know, be peaceful, be respectful, as you say. That's very important. And I wouldn't spray Raid just because I think that stuff can be really noxious, and I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's kids or anything. But you know what? Do what you need to do for your protest. I believe in their right to protest. I do. I do believe that it's fueled by hate, though, and that bothers me. Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate it.
I have one more question.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry? One more question?
Yeah, okay. I got one question I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
We had a long discussion last night, me and some students. What do you think about people teaching kids to be hateful? Do you think that should be a child abuse type of deal? Because we was really talking about that, how people teach young kids how to be hateful and how to you know, be racist or whatever. Is that a child abuse case? What's your opinion on that? I'm gonna hang up a little.
I think whenever you teach a child to hate and not love, and you know, when I called that guy a tool for the rich, I really wasn't intending the double entendre, by the way, just so that you really understand. I do believe he's allowing himself to be fooled, though, and I think that's wrong. Look, there are plenty of things wrong in our country. I'm not saying they don't have the right to protest. They do. But what I find objectionable is this is being funded from the top down. And yes, I do think that hate is not a family value and bigotry is not a loving gesture. And perhaps under certain circumstances, it could be considered child abuse. It certainly is an abuse of the privilege of being a parent. That's for sure.
Okay. I like that.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Happy Tax Day, everyone. I'm Erin Hart, and I'm going to become a Porteño soon, which means I'll be living near the Rio de la Plata. I'm going to visit. I'm going to be visiting my family there, and very happy to do so. Sean in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Erin, this is Sean. I'm the conservative with a sense of humor you talked to yesterday.
Oh, hallelujah. How are you? Well, the double entendres, right?
That's right. I just wanted to call and thank you for defending me. A few of your listeners seem to think they caught me with my pants down about the teabagging issue.
And they were absolutely incorrect, so they should keep a stiff upper lip and realize that you were actually not being tight-lipped at all, but
that's
very
right.
open-minded as well as open-mouthed.
And then the other thing, I'm on my way to the tea party right now, and I just wanted to let you know that the good conservatives, we haven't left our tea bags flapping in the wind, if you will. we're aware that, you know, Reagan had a lot of great rhetoric, for example, and he said, let's get rid of the IRS, and then he actually empowered them and, like, doubled their staff. So
yes, he did.
We know that, and my main point here is about half of the people there, I would imagine, aren't big Reagan worshippers. The thing that we're excited about is this is just a great focusing point that Obama's doing some things that people don't agree with, and they probably wouldn't agree with some of what Reagan did either. But this at least gives us a chance to build the conservative movement that Reagan talked about and actually put it into play.
And if that's your goal, I'll be standing up right next to you to respectfully to dissent and to try to encourage you to think about your fellow man not as somebody to be opposed, but somebody to embrace and to support. Not totally, you know what I mean, to share, but not necessarily in a communistic, more like a benevolent capitalistic kind of way, okay?
Sure. All right. Well, thanks for the time on your program.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. It's 9:51. Ron Littleton, hang in. Thanks, Greg, for your note, and I will certainly respond to it coming up. It's 9:51 in the Mile High. Thank you all. We'll be right back. John's here with, is this the final one of the morning, John?
This
already?
Is my final traffic until, well, we do traffic all morning here. But this is the last one of our show, and I won't be doing one again until next Wednesday morning.
Hallelujah.
Loving it.
Have a good time. Thanks to Jerry Bell, to Chris Olinger, to Stephan Tubbs, and a number of my colleagues. I'll be seeing you guys soon, I hope, on my way out of town. Thank you all for joining me over the years and currently and in the future, I hope, as well. You can keep in touch with me at Aaron, E-R-I-N, at AaronHartShow.com. The website is a little bit behind the time. I think it's up to speed, and we've got some, we're going to, of course, we link to AM760.net. Podcasting. So, you know, hey, listen, keep in touch. I'll let you know what's coming up. And if you live in the Pacific Maritimes, I'm renting out my house and selling my car. So if you're interested, let me know. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm not selling in this market, that's for sure. Yeah, but I don't want to anyway. It's 303-713-7600. Thanks, Jennifer. I appreciate it. Ron in Littleton, you're up. As you always have been throughout the years I've been broadcasting.
Hey, I love you, and the furthest that I've been in South America has been Limo and Cusco.
Oh, cool.
And I'm sort of crestfallen that you're going to Argentina. Get yourself a little silver straw cup and drink that mate, and I'm going to send a warning to the website of the Casa Rosada that Aaron Hart's coming.
Well, it's actually going to be fun living in a country or staying in a country and next door to a country, both run by women, because both people at the helms of Argentina and Chile these days are both women, very strong, opinionated women, and progressive women, I might add. So,
and you know what I'd love to do with you, if I was down there with you? I'd love to learn how they really do the tango.
Well, I have to catch up with the tango. I can salsa pretty well, but I don't know how to tango yet either, so I'm going to be learning definitely. That's one of the things on my list of things to do. That, eat steak, eat chimichurri in its original environment, because I love chimichurri in its adopted countries.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. And also, for me personally, having read as a young woman the work of Jorge Luis Borges, it's going to be lovely to see the streets that he has walked and to walk in the neighborhoods that he's described in his fabulous short stories,
which are
a must-read for anybody who loves Latin American literature. Jorge Luis Borges.
And when you come back, we're
going
to have...
So thank you, Ron, and thank you for being a steadfast listener. Most of the years I've been on air, as far as I know, I think. So thank you. And thank to all of you. Thank you, John. You have a great time in Alabama, dude.
I will.
Sunburn.
Thank you for filling in, Aaron.
Jay, I know it's been rough. I know it's been really, really tough. You hang in there, pal.
You
get better, okay? Because we'll miss your voice on air. Even though I envy you your job sometimes, it doesn't mean I don't respect you and care about you as a human being. So get better. And David, you have big seats to fill, so stand up to it. I'm Aaron Hart. For all of us here at AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk, thank you. And thank you especially to my family, who has been with me through thick and thin, through up and down. And though we lost one of you this week, we'll all be in together. Okay, I'm out.